Well, I'm back again. My train of thought was interrupted a little bit. I had to go downstairs. I got a call to come down the operating room. They had a fight. I know you don't think of your daughter in the role of blessed are the peacemakers, but, you know, oh, as I said before, on the other side, tensions are kind of high, and sometimes it doesn't take much, and this time it didn't. As I said, it doesn't take much, and this time it didn't. One of the corpsmen, we have a couple of Negro boys, and we have a Japanese boy and a Mexican boy down there, too. And all our kids work very well together. We don't have any problems, and we don't have any racial problems, because they all joke about it. And oh, it's, you know, they're very good. But they had a sign, a symbol up for black power in the, one of the white kids drew it. It's just a hand, you know, an upraised hand, clenched. And it said, it just, you know, it said hate on it, but I saw it and didn't say anything about it because, after all, it doesn't mean anything. And they use that symbol all the time down there. When they're going to get going on a case, they'll come in and they'll say, is that case ready? And all the kids, the white kids and everybody, give you the black power symbol and say, yeah, we're ready to go. And it doesn't mean anything. And some doctor who's a first-class screwball anyway, I've had my run-ins with him. Told him to take it down, and they don't have to take it down. If they make them take it down, they can put it under the glass on my desk if they want. They make me sick, you know. I mean, something like that. And the one, he said, there's enough hate in the world without having a black power symbol sign around. And he should talk. He spreads more mischief and discontent than anyone I've ever met in my whole life. And yet he comes and tells the kids this. And so there was a fight, an exchange of words, no exchange of fists. There was one yesterday, too, which I stepped in the middle of to prevent any further argument. And this one yesterday, one called the other kid a cheat playing cards, and that was it. So, as I say, we've been out to sea too long, and they should let us go back in because people are getting very tense. However, be that as it may, I can't change it, and I can just try to keep peace as long as possible. But every day it's something. However, when you have a job like this, you're really never off duty. You have to go back, and it'd be nice just not to have to go back and check into things, but you do. Anyhow, I was going to ask your mom if you'd do something for me. You know, remember when I was home before, I went over and picked up some Merle Norman cosmetics, and I got them, it was at a beauty shop. I can't tell you the name of the beauty shop, but it was over in West Springfield, on the West Springfield side of the bridge, going over, you know, I think it was past Howard Johnson's. Anyhow, it's in the phone directory. It's under Merle Norman, MERLENORMAN cosmetics, and it's in the other half of a beauty shop. And what I need is some powder base. And the name is Rose Beige. I need about two of them. I go through makeup out here like crazy. I suppose it's because we all wear it, you know, quite a bit of the time. And the people seem to like to have us, you know. I never wore eye makeup and all as much as I wear it out here. I wear it every day. Haven't been wearing it to work, but I guess that's the next step up. So if you can't, let me know, and I'll see if I can find an address someplace where I can mail to the States for it. Because they won't mail things Sam, I know, and then we won't get it for a long time. That Sam really is good, although I haven't received your other stuff yet, but I'm sure that it'll come within a short period of time. I wondered if you could hear the foghorn in the distance. It had been blowing, and I didn't even stop to think you might be hearing it. But it is, as I say, quite foggy and quite bad out. All in all, things are going quite well here. Not having casualties has made a kind of a slow day, you know, really very, very slow. And I suppose maybe that's why everybody's so on edge. It's truthfully, it hadn't affected me. Oh, I know what you're thinking. That with my disposition, it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference anyway. But It really hasn't affected me that much. It doesn't seem to affect the girls as much as it does the men being out here and with the problems that we do have. So I don't know. I just hope that 3 more weeks is about all we have until we get back into port, and that'll sort of relax everybody for another 2.5 months, and then everybody will be getting up and at 'em again. I was delighted to hear about Peggy and adopting a baby. I think that's a wonderful thing, and I think that she should do it. I hope that, I'm sure that Rita, Nellie, and Charlie will be crazy about the baby, and I just think it's a fine thing that they're doing. Peggy always seemed to like children so much, and I think that big house and all, she should have some children there. And I was glad you were able to. Oh, that before I forget it, Mom, would you get something for Mark for his birthday for me? I'll send a card, but of course I haven't had an opportunity to get anything. And Subic just doesn't seem to have anything for boys. They have those dolls for girls and everything. I'll be sending home another package today with some Christmas stuff in it. And then probably next week, too. I still have dolls and things like that to send home. They're not awfully big, but I can put them in a carton and mail them. And by that time, I should have almost everything sent to you. Let's see, what other news did I have to tell you about? Thank you for getting the urine. Of course, I don't know that you've mailed it yet. I'm very grateful. That was an awful lot of trouble for you to go to. You didn't say where you finally got it. I didn't realize it would be such a problem trying to get so much yarn. I'm finishing up on a sweater now. I do have enough yarn here to make Catherine a sweater, and I'm going to, I think I'll make her a 34 pullover. I know she likes them big, but it's an awful lot of work to make an extra big sweater just so someone can look sloppy. And I don't have the pattern for an extra big sweater, but I do have it. Phyllis mentioned it on a tape. I did get a tape from them. And I tried to patch, as I told you before, but wasn't able to. And, of course, the past couple of nights, we haven't even been able to get near the Radio Shack to put in a patch and to call to the States. And with weather conditions and all, I think it would be most unwise to try. So sometime within the next couple of weeks, I hope to put in a call to wish you a happy anniversary. I'm sorry that it's so delayed, but due to weather and circumstances beyond my control, I guess that was about it. But you know anyway that I was thinking of you, and we will have a celebration when you come home. I did send let's see, what else was I going to tell you? Something. Forget now. The mail has been kind of slow lately. Because it seems we can get it when we get into Da Nang sometimes. And the choppers aren't flying as well as they were because of the weather. So they can't fly out to the ship to give it to us. So we're all just sort of holding our breath and waiting, hoping that we'll get mail in the next couple of days. We haven't had any for quite a few days now. I hope to get to Manila again this time in port. Seems funny to be talking about port again, but gee, it's all I have to look forward to. And I think that I'll probably go down again to that place, to Saros, and maybe I'll get another dress made or something. I'm not tired, believe me, because I slept so well. My gosh, you know, sleeping. For me, the rocking is great. I just fall asleep like I'm in a cradle, like I'm in my mother's arms. And we're very fortunate that everything is secured. Things go flying all over the place, coffee cups and everything. But remember, I think I told you some time ago that Commander Buckley came up and tied down Kathleen's recorder and my recorder, and it really is a big help. We don't have to worry about things being falling all over the place. I was going to mail these packages this afternoon. I'll go down around 1 o'clock and get them out of the way. I'm not getting much accomplished today as I thought, but at least if I get the tape off to you and maybe one or two other tapes, do some more knitting, I'll be in good shape. I hope that everyone at home is well, and that your weather is good. I guess this is the start of the real pretty season. I guess it's the start of our, at home, I guess it's the start of our monsoon season here. I don't have any other news to speak of that I can recall anyway. But I'll be making a tape again next week, and I don't know whether I'll have any more news at that time or not, whether I'll have gotten any place. We ought to have our new CO by that time. And I hope that you... Listen, it's almost to the end of this tape. I hope everything is well. And take care and say hello to everyone for me and tell Donald I hope he's very happy in his new job. And that when he does get an opportunity to write. And if you can't send the makeup, let me know and I'll see if I can't locate it someplace else. And remember, it's over the Rest Springfield Bridge. Bye for now.